Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, Spartans. Welcome back to another day of Crushing It. This is Logan Cruz, your guide through the jungle of life, here to help you train savage, live free, and dominate every day. Now, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us, creating a safe space for our mental health. Think about it. How often do we feel comfortable opening up about what's really going on inside? You know, those worries, anxieties, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's easy to put on a brave face and just power through, right? But here's the thing. Spartans, bottling it all up, isn't sustainable. It's like trying to run a marathon without proper fuel and rest. Eventually, you're going to hit a wall, hard. That's why building a safe space for your mental well-being is absolutely crucial. Here are five key takeaways that will help you create that sanctuary, that haven where your thoughts and feelings can flow freely without judgment. 1. Start with yourself. You're the foundation, Spartans. Before you can build a safe space for others, you need to cultivate one within yourself. That means learning to be kind to yourself, embracing your imperfections, and acknowledging your emotions, both the good and the challenging ones. Ever feel like you're constantly putting on this mask for the world? Like you have to be strong, cool, collected all the time? Let me tell you, that gets exhausting. Give yourself permission to be vulnerable, to let those walls down sometimes. You deserve it, trust me. 2. Silence the inner critic. That voice in your head constantly nagging, putting you down, and comparing you to others? Yeah, we've all got one. But here's the truth. It's a liar. It thrives on negativity and doubt. Start by recognizing that inner critic for what it is, just an annoying little gremlin trying to get your attention. Then, challenge its negativity with positive affirmations and self-compassion. Remind yourself of your strengths, your accomplishments, and the amazing person you truly are. 3. Find your tribe. Spartans don't fight alone. Surround yourself with people who support you, uplift you, and accept you for who you are, flaws and all. These are your safe havens, the folks who will listen without judgment and offer a shoulder to lean on when things get tough. Think about it. Wouldn't it feel amazing to share your deepest thoughts and fears with someone who truly gets you? Someone who celebrates your victories and helps you navigate your challenges? Cultivate those relationships. Spartans, they're invaluable. 4. Make time for self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think about what brings you joy, what helps you de-stress and recharge. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. Whatever it is, make time for it, consistently. 5. Seek professional help when needed. You know that feeling when you're facing a challenge that seems too big to handle alone? That's a sign it might be time to reach out for professional support. There's absolutely no shame in seeking help from a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to navigate difficult emotions and situations. Remember, Spartans, mental health is just as important as physical health. Don't hesitate to seek the support you need to thrive. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, maybe even a little anxious about an upcoming deadline. Your mind is racing, thoughts are swirling, and it's hard to focus. You could try pushing through, hoping the stress magically disappears. But what if, instead, you took a few minutes to create a safe space for yourself? You could put on some calming music, light a scented candle, take a few deep breaths, and allow yourself to just be present in that moment. No judgment, no pressure, just pure relaxation. Sound good? It's not about escaping reality. It's about giving yourself the tools to navigate it with more clarity and resilience. So, Spartans, remember these key takeaways. Be kind to yourself. Silence your inner critic. Surround yourself with positive people. Prioritize self-care. And don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. Building a safe space for your mental health isn't about being perfect. It's about progress, one step at a time. Now go out there and create that haven for yourself. You deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words, and let me know in the comments what you do to cultivate your own safe space. Until next time, Spartans, keep training savage, living free, and dominating every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.